One asked, "Should I marry?" A person asked me, "Should I marry?" And I said, "Well, I don't know about marriage, but I do know it's a good idea to fall in love. When you love yourself, and when you love everyone in your world, then you are married to the most beautiful circumstances that life could ever bring into your world. Should I marry? I don't know. Should I fall in love? Oh, yes, indeed. Fall in love every moment of your life. Fall in love with every person in your life. When you see a person that you would like to have a relationship with, you fall in love with them. And you say to the person, oh, you are wonderful. You say to the person, I enjoy being in your company. You say to the person, it's exciting being in your world. I love to be in your world. I love you. I love you. You're wonderful. Now, how often do people say that as they're preparing to get married? They don't say, I love you so much. Oh, they may say the words, but that doesn't mean anything. Do they really mean that they love the person that they're going to marry? Does it really mean that that person that they're going to marry is the most wonderful, exciting, delightful, wonderful person that they could ever have in their life? If that is the case, then marriage might be a good idea. But until you can say to yourself, I love me. I love me unconditionally. I love everyone in my world unconditionally. I love all unconditionally. When you can say that, then you could have a pretty good chance of having a good relationship. Now, marriage is all about a relationship. It's about a relationship between two people who want to share their life together and want to share their happiness together and share their being together. If love is their priority, if love is their desire, if to love themselves and to love everyone, if when you are with another person, you feel most loving. It doesn't mean sexually loving, that's okay too, but you mean loving, loving. You enjoy being in their company. When you are with another person and you just feel that they are the most exciting, wonderful, beautiful people in the world, that's beautiful. Love them unconditionally. Love them with all your heart. Love them with all your being. Love them so that you feel good when you are with them. You feel wonderful. Now, if ever you're with someone you love and you feel you must tell them how to live their life, if you're with a person that you love and you feel that you must guide them so that they will be a more constructive, a more satisfying person, then that's not love. That's bossiness. That's going around telling the world how to be itself and how to do. And is that what you really want to do? Is that what you want to do? You want to all your life go around correcting your spouse, the person that you think you love, and telling them how to live and how to act, telling them how to get up in the morning, telling them how to sit at the table, telling them how to go to work and earn money for the family. If you have unconditional love for yourself first and unconditional love for the people in your world, you have the greatest, most beautiful relationship that anyone could ever have in their life. You have the greatest, most beautiful love experience, the most beautiful marriage in the world. For marriage is not about love. Marriage, as we understand it, is about two people living together, enjoying each other's company, taking care of each other, and walking down the path of life together, and handling the problems of life together. Whereas, if you are a lover, if you are an unconditional lover, you don't think anything about walking down life's path together. You think only of the moment now where you are in love with the person you're with. When you are totally in love with yourself first, because if you don't love yourself first, you'll never love another person. And when you love this other person who's in your world, this person that you think you'd like to be with all the days of your life, if you begin, or if ever you do, tell that person how to live their life. If you don't see that person as the most exciting person to be with, if you don't see that person as being the most fulfilling person to be with, the most loving person to be with, you just feel absolutely 100% wonderful in their presence, then to get married isn't going to change it. It isn't going to make that love take place. First, fall in love with yourself under all circumstances. Then fall in love with anyone in your world. You fall in love with your kitty, not because your kitty is obedient. Fall in love with your dog, not because your dog comes when you call, but your dog wants to be with you because your dog loves to be with you. He feels good to be in your presence. He trusts you. Little children trust adults. They love adults. And as they love them, they have that feeling of unconditional love about them. And this is what love is all about. This is what a relationship is all about. That's my friend Johnny. Oh, Johnny's a bad boy. He's not a bad boy when he's with me, Mommy. He's a good boy when he's with me. But Mommy, he's a lot of fun. We go out on dates and we do all sorts of things and we just love to sit together and hold hands. Well, now, that's not love. Love is whenever you think of that person, you think of goodness. Whenever you think of that person, you think of the person that is a loving, gentle person, the person that would never do anything that would try to make you happy or sad. He would just be himself or be herself. And as you are with them, you are yourself, and you feel two happy people being themselves. What's marriage all about? Marriage mostly is about the possession of one with the other. That's my husband, my mate, my wife, my person. That's mine. And that possession will destroy the love, because that possession looks at the other person as your possession. As you look at the other person as your possession, then what you're doing is you're causing the relationship to be based on a different condition than on a condition of unconditional love. Start studying what unconditional love is in the world today. Start studying what unconditional love is in your life. Start studying whether you are an unconditional lover. And if you are an unconditional lover, you'll find that your life will be filled with every good and beautiful thing. And you will never want for anything. You will never seek out anything. You'll never try to claim it or anything. You'll never try to claim a job. You'll love a job so much that that job will reflect your purity and your goodness. You'll have a mother and a father that you love without condition. It's not because they're your mother and father, or not because they're good people, but because you are a good person. Throughout life, if you can be unconditionally loving, if you can be a good person, if you can be a loving being, everyone in your world will be a loving being, and you'll find being with them the most fulfilling, delightful, exciting adventure of your life. Think about marriage in that way. That is just being unconditionally loving today. Have a wonderful day, and in unconditional love, live every moment of your life. Live every moment of your being. And know that every person you meet is a reflection of your unconditional love now. I love you. I love you. I love you.